Damn, I fucked up the intro. I don't care. Oh, can't swear. We're going to talk about default. I'm Dark Soundwave. With me this morning. Yeah. These guys.
Hello, I am Ratchet412162. This is...
It's morning.
Dude from the internet.
I need coffee.
Name's Bergie.
It is indeed Bergie.
Oh, Lord. Our topics this morning, if I can get this damn thing to work. Thank you.
There we go.
Castlevania HD on 360 Xbox Live Arcade. Blue Dragon, Transforce, a crappy browser game. Cave Story, Spelunky, Abduction, an Android game, you said?
Android game. Indeed.
Yep. Transformice, a browser game. Demon Souls, Warhawk for the PS3. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the game. Xbox Live lag issues getting fixed. Anime, our subplot is cliffhangers. Fudge 'em. Hetila Axis Powers. Bakano, all on high school host club. I cannot pronounce it. Nagima. There we go. Close enough. Nosco, the Valley of the Winds. Hey, come on in here, people. Come on in. We just started. Oh, come on. Just sit down and have a seat. You can win prizes. It's a podcast. We're recording. Come on, we need audience. Come on.
Yep.
Bring your friends, too, if you have any. Good enough. All right. Because both me and this fat bastard here both played Castlevania HD. What do you think?
Lame.
It's like Pong zoomed way the hell out in Castlevania, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, come on. It's just difficult to play the game when you're playing on a 30-inch screen, it's zoomed out, way out, and your character is the size of, I don't know, the size of your thumbnail, maybe a little bit smaller.
Hey. Come on in.
Come on in, people. Come on. Aw, don't be Caden. Fine, fudge you too. Yeah, basically they give you a choice. In the demo itself, we won't play the demo because we're not paying $15 for that crap. You basically give you the choice of Simon Belmont, that's it, from Castlevania, Portrait of Ruin,
Wait, dude.
The PS1.
Who's played the game before?
Raise your hand.
Okay, what are your thoughts, good sir? Come up here.
What, you mean the HD one? Or
yeah, HD, Harbinger of Darkness or something.
I think I played the Castlevania for the Wii.
Not that one, it's only on 360.
Yeah, we're talking about, the one for the 360, the latest one that just came out. There you go.
Anybody else got a 360? What the hell's wrong with people? Go get a 360!
Oh.
360.
Aww. Dude.
Now I feel bad.
Well, fudge you. Fudge you too. Meanie.
Fudge you too.
Haters.
Exactly. Like, we know, we have your PSP. Sorry, Sony fan, but PSP sucks. My computer can do that too.
You know what? Forget all y'all. I play that stuff on my cell phone.
He wins.
Yep.
Yeah.
He wins.
Yeah, you got a droid too?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. High five to you, sir. Soundwave, give me a prize because he has a droid.
Actually, it's an HTC, but I run droid on it anyway.
You know what? That is fine.
Yeah. He gets a prize.
There you go.
Yay, prize.
Yay. Apparently, you go upstairs and.
Yeah, not.
Third floor and they'll give you a prize there.
Yay! That's about it. Yay. Oh, goddamn. Shit. Blue Dragon! Yeah, that's the next one.
Who's played Blue Dragon before? Joe Hands. No?
What color are the dragons?
They're blue!
Actually, I think they're pink or chartreuse. I do not know.
No. Plaid. Get it right. Plaid.
Oh, yes, plaid.
Yes, plaid. What?
Don't do it, dude.
You really want me to say it?
What are you saying?
Anyone ever seen a blue waffle before?
Get the hell out of here.
Get out.
Get out. Oh, God. What's wrong with you? Why are you bringing that back? Oh. Oh, Lord.
No, boy.
If you like JRPGs such as, Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest.
No.
I like Dragon Quest.
You are not. You're a good friend. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you for your support.
Oh, shoot. That damn laptop. Well, next topic.
Next topic.
Transforce. It's a browser-based strategy game. No. I can't say nothing about it. Basically, they tried to take Transformers, combine it with Gundam Wing. Basically, you send your army to this person, they send their army back and try to kill you. That's about it. Yeah.
Indeed.
That's about it.
There you go.
You just got the gist of the game, and most people just quit.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I couldn't play this game. I got too distracted by Call of Duty and trying to get my recon and what have you. Yes, I did.
Thank you for my microphone back. You mic thief. Cave story. If you like Mega Man, Metroid.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, okay, he'll like it.
Yeah, he'll
it's
like
a PC
it.
Game. It's an indie game. I don't remember the website where you can get it at. Basically, you're a little robot guy. Got to collect a whole bunch of power-ups, blow the crap out of this doctor, and get the hell out. End of game. Pretty much.
End of line.
Exactly! See, exactly! Now you get it. You get it. I cannot even read the screen. Spelunky! Thank you. I'm trying to think about this one. We didn't come prepared, unfortunately. You've played Spelunky. You do this one.
Meh. It was a good, Tetris clone. Pretty much.
No, that's Crystal Cubes.
Oh.
The cave one where you, the treasure, Indiana. Random. God damn it.
It was.
Basically, the game is entirely random each time. Every startup is different each time. Because for one, you're in a cave, always. However, when you get later on in the games, you're in the jungle, you're in, what's it called? Forest, a whole bunch of other stuff. Aw, now he's leaving.
All right. Aw. Hey, before you go.
Don't give him. Right. Don't do it. God. Don't you do it.
Dude, just do it. Just do it.
They're supposed to be for our contest. Thank you.
Spelunky sounds like a slang for hemorrhoids.
Thank you. Aw. Because you got the new Android.
Well, you got an Android, right? Okay. I need you to download this game, Abduction. Check it out. It is a game where you use the Androids.
Of course it's a game. Ow.
It is a game where you balance a cow on platforms and you try to get him to the very top to the UFO.
What?
Yep. Huh? No, it is better than Scribble Knots, dare I say. But pretty much, you are a cow and you use the droid. Moo.
Moo.
Moo. And that is it. It is good. Go grab it. It is free. I encourage it.
What? You're a cow?
You're a cow.
You're a cow.
You're a cow.
Oh, God. What?
Is it as good as Throw the Panda?
Yeah,
the Chinese will get mad.
By the way, I'm sorry, I have to know. What are you cosplaying as exactly?
Ah, good stuff.
To quote, objection!
Overruled!
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Sustained.
Aww. All right. Oh, shit, I'm pushing the panel. I'm pushing the nav thing. How did that transform ice? I don't know how to say it. It's like transform ice or something. Mice, whatever.
Transforming mice?
Yeah, practically. Basically, a physics-based puzzle game. It's a multiplayer game. There's one mouse who's a shaman who can summon objects to get you, the rest of the mice to get to the cheese. It's addicting. Well, when I like to sit there for hours, going, I'm bored. 5 hours go by. Holy shit! I'm still playing. Welcome. Come on in. Sit down. Take a seat. I'll talk by default, good sir.
We are podcast. Recording a podcast. Yes.
Hello.
Awesome. What are we recording about?
A mic.
Is something I'd use in a video game to kill people with.
Sweet. There you go.
He's got the gist of the podcast.
Yep.
You know what? Because you're a PS3 bastard. Demon Souls. Go.
Demon Souls. Anyone ever played Demon Souls?
Seen it played?
Diablo. There you go.
Yeah.
Not quite. Actually, it's a third-person action slasher game. Whereas, just imagine you yourself, dressed as a knight with a sword and shield, facing a 25-foot fire-breathing dragon that can fly.
How's that any different from what I normally do in the SCA?
You got a life bar.
How's that different from what I normally do in the SCA? I died a lot there, too.
What is this game you're mentioning?
What?
What's this game you're mentioning?
At the SCA. It's an organization where we get in the armor and beat the crap out of each other with sticks, and I die a lot.
Well, this
LARP.
Is digital.
LARP.
No, it's not LARP.
Close enough.
I know what it is. I know what he's talking about.
Okay. Well, as long as you do.
Is this thing of Roman reenactments?
You know those guys who do Civil War reenactments?
Right.
Well, we do that with Middle Ages, but we do the whole entire lifestyle.
Hey.
There you go. See?
Nice.
Just picture that, but as a video game.
Like I said, Diablo.
Diablo is much easier.
Yes, you could. But it requires certain hardware, good sir.
PS3. A PS3.
A PS3 and an internet connection.
Well, there you go.
You also need an internet connection because it's played on the web. All right.
Oh.
That might be a problem. See, that's a thing with the game. You can challenge other players to take their souls, as well as some of their help in tight situations.
Wait, take their souls as well as some of their help?
No.
Help?
No, you can summon them for help. Like, if you're surrounded by an army of archers, and you need to get through a certain spot, and you need to keep dying, you can ask for help.
You need that one guy to be there to hold the shield for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You steal the soul. Why can't you just summon them with the soul? Ah!
Well, there's an option. You can summon them or you can kill them. I mean, I haven't gotten that far in the game, so I really don't know how to do that yet. So, I mean, that's, like I said, you die a lot. It's realistic. You know, you...
One shot, you're dead?
It's possible, but usually...
Bad Company 2.
I haven't played Bad Company 2 yet.
You should get it.
I hear it's awesome.
The online is terrible. Too much lag.
The online can lag up something fierce. Actually, my mom got this like 63-inch plasma screen, wide flat screen TV.
Ooh.
With high definition 3D TV. And so on PS3, it's just so crispy. Oh, it's beautiful. But it's awesome. It's funny. I just play that too.
I'll check it out.
Warhawk.
Anyone play Warhawk?
Warhawk, I've never even heard of it.
Think of Star Wars Battlefront.
I do like Star Wars Battlefront.
It's just like that in every way. The only thing is, it's his own game, and made by its own company, and it's purely online. It's just basically Modern Warfare 2 online, but it's third person, and you can get into a Warhawk and fly around, blow shit up. Very cool.
What other games do we have for this?
We met at the end. We got Scott. Yeah. If you never. This is the type. This is the rough draft. Hello, sit on down if you want to be in a podcast.
A what?
A podcast. Podcast.
Okay. I just saw Nagi Ma. That's the best manga in the world.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
manga,
the
anime.
Anime in the world, in my opinion.
Well, it depends.
Maho Sensei Negima, best anime in the world. Any of the animes just kind of suck in comparison.
Well, I think he stole the show.
Yeah, it was a contusion.
Indeed. Would you like the mic, good sir?
Go right ahead. Describe Negima, because I have no idea.
Really? Nobody here knows about Negima?
I've seen brief episodes.
Wow. Like, okay. A good deal of people I've met have seen the Negima anime and kind of hated it because it kind of sucks. The Negima manga, however, which is currently at 304 chapters, I think, it's something really ridiculously high. Ken Akamatsu, who I've been a fan of ever since he started making Love Hina, which was a long-ass time ago when I was in, like, middle school. Ever since then, he started making Negima, and ever since he started making Negima, the adventures of this 10-year-old kid from Wales who's teaching an English class at an all-girls school in Japan, and ridiculousness ensues. It's a great manga, and it's over the time, like where I am now, he's probably physically more like 14, because at certain points he spends time in, and this is going to sound horrible, a hyperbolic time chamber. Well, no, there's like varying ones on this one. It's not retarded like the hyperbolic time chamber where you can only be in there for a certain amount of time. You can be in there for as long as you damn well please if you don't mind aging at like 5 times the rate of the outside world. There's one for every 1 hour you're in the chamber outside is 24 hours on the inside. But during the later parts of the series, he goes into a scroll where it's something like 3 months for every 2 minutes or something like that. It's ridiculous. Like, he gets training galore in these things. And so by the point where I am, you know, at the start, it kind of starts off slow. Like, he really isn't the greatest fighter in the world. He hasn't mastered all the cool magic yet. But it really keeps you going with all the awesome fan service and all the really great character design. Like, you'll see every one of the characters, and then you'll just want to know more. As far as where I am now, he can do things like do hand push-ups holding a giant boulder on his feet above him, doing these cool push-up things. Yeah, he's like this 10-year-old kid who's a badass. And he also, at the moment, now has the ability to turn himself into a bolt of lightning to fly around and beat the crap out of people. Like, it's pretty cool. It's one of the best it is the best manga in the world, in my opinion. But it is one of the worst anime, because none of the anime have any real general grab on the manga itself. I mean, you'll see little snippets here and there, but generally they're just meant to follow their own storyline. It kind of sucks. But the manga is definitely something I recommend everybody read. It's a really great manga, and I really hope that everybody who likes that style of art, likes fan service, and likes badass people and magic will read this, because this will be your bread and butter. This is the manga Bible.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very good, very good. Very good. Well, what's your name?
My name's David Gray. I go by Tanko001 online. TANKOU001.
Very good. Very nice review. You know what? What's your name, good sir?
Boomy.
Boomy. All right. Boomy. You got anything to review?
Anime, manga, video games,
today is a day for anime.
Come up here, good sir. Come up here.
Come on. You gotta have something to say about Phoenix Wright.
Phoenix Wright? I don't know. I actually haven't played the games in quite a long time.
Yep.
There you guys ever seen Sergeant Frog?
No, but
no.
Just go with it.
Sergeant Frog. All right. So there are these crazy mutant aliens coming down to Earth. They're about to conquer, but of course, they're idiots. All of them. They can't conquer a paper bag. So they come onto the planet, and he's got this weapon of mass destruction. right there. He's about to capture the humans, and they drop kick him in the face.
So, failure.
So then the sergeant's captured. He's in the clutches of the Hinata family, and they're just two regular kids going to school with their mom that's super hot and writes manga. So, yeah. Now they're stuck.
Wait, so it's a manga about people who write manga?
It's a manga and an anime.
About people who write manga and anime. That's kind of badass.
Yeah. I know. So the
comic party.
The whole series takes place with just these frogs trying to figure up different schemes to conquer the planet, like make a manga or an anime that just brainwashes everybody just to conquer, or turn all the water in the world into cola or something like that. Just crazy things. And the main frog, he's got this crazy voice. It sounds a little bit like this. Sergeant Frog. Whoa, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And he, creepy,
he's just bouncing off the walls going everywhere. And it's plenty of, it's pretty much just a parody anime with lots of Gundam references and
Gundam.
References
so
just
kind of
everything.
Star, where the whole entire anime is just a reference to some other anime.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Hello, podcast recording.
Oh, quit your whining. Just
come
sit
on,
down.
Kenshin.
English, por favor.
Yeah. Por favor.
Yeah,
blah, 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 smee, smee, smee. There.
Use this one.
Yes.
Let's see.
Anyone got any thoughts on Hetila Axis Powers? No? No Hetila?
I have yet to jump on the bandwagon. I can rant about K-On! All day, though.
Go for it.
Do it.
K-On! Okay, I haven't actually seen the anime for K-On!, and I've only recently hopped on the K-On! Bandwagon like a week ago. And in that week, I have read, and in 2 days of having internet freely at my disposal, I have read 3/4 of the series of K-On! As far as the manga goes. It's a great manga. It's all about these four chicks who come into high school, and they're like, let's make a light music club. Why not? Because that sounds cool, and we don't want to do anything. So this light music club, which at first isn't even an official club, because the leader of the light music club is too lazy to actually get them signed up as a club with the school. So they're just kind of squatting in the music room the whole time. And what they do is they turn this whole entire room into a giant tea set. Like, I'm not kidding. There's just like this one chick who whose dad owns this conglomerate. I don't know what he owns, but I know that so far in the series, they've gone, the main music store they go to is owned by her father's company. Not owned by her father directly, but his company. And she, and they've also gone to a maid restaurant that is owned not by her father, but her father's conglomerate. And also gone to a hotel, which is apparently leased out for 10 years by her father. And she has like seven.
Bill Gates?
We don't know. They haven't said anything yet. He just owns shit. And then his daughter, who's the keyboard, Moogie, Tsumugi, and she's got thick eyebrows. It's kind of cute. She's the one who plays the keyboard, and it's funny because whenever nobody can get what they want from the music store, she always sends this really angry look at somebody. At the one guy at the counter, he's like, oh no, this is on the house. And then he looks fearful at Moogie. So then we've got Yui, and Yui's kind of retarded. Like, she can do anything she wants at whatever she puts her mind to. The problem is she's lazy. She can do anything she wants on the guitar, despite the fact that she does not know what a hammer-on is. She doesn't know what any of the basic guitar terms are, but she can do it perfectly. Then you've got Ritsu, who's the president of the after-school tea time band, which is what it's called in K-On!, and she's a little retarded. They're all kind of retarded. There's only really one voice of reason, and that's Mio, and she's really shy. So, like, the first thing they did, she turns around, they're all in maid outfits for their concert, and drips and flashes the whole school striped panties. It's great, but there's actually not much fan service as far as K-On! Goes. It's pretty tame. It's just freaking hilarious. However, as far as fan service does go, there's a lot of lesbianism in this. Moogie has what we all call Moogie vision. It even says it always on the bottom of the panel, Moogie Vision. Whenever any of the other girls hold hands, look longingly at something into each other's eyes, Moogie has an immediate Yuri fan scene. Moogie Vision. This is what Moogie sees, not what the rest of the world sees. And Moogie inevitably sees these two girls making out. And it's funny because they actually explain she herself is not a lesbian. She references it very well, actually, in an Omaki manga I read. You know those people who like to watch soccer but don't like to play it? Well, it's the same general principle with this. She likes to watch lesbians. She doesn't like to be lesbian. I don't understand this.
My brain just died.
I know, right? It's kind of horrible. But as far as manga goes, it's a really great manga. Also, their teacher was in the Light Music Club like 30 years ago at the very same school. But the problem is the Light Music Club back then was a thrash metal band. So when they hire her on as the teacher of the Light Music Club, they're all, you used to play guitar, right? Oh, yeah, I used to do some playing. Oh, but it's been so long, I'm rusty. And so then they're all like, play this guitar. And she's all, okay. Plays teeth guitar on it, like the whole entire shebang, and she's all like, yeah, it's okay. I was a little sloppy. It's a really great manga. It's really four part. It's all about four part mangas though. You start on the right side of the page and read four down, then go to the left side of the page, read four down, and then do a repeat on the other pages. So it's almost like a newspaper peanuts bar. But it's really great. It's well worth the time of like watching. And through these 3/4 of the manga, they've already gotten to their third year of high school, which is the last year of high school in Japan. And they've got a couple of new recruits, including Azusa, who is this adorable tiny little girl with pigtails who they call Azuna, who they have pet named Azunyan. Because she's so cat-like, and they throw cat ears on her and shirty kimonos. Like, the teacher, by the way, is a hobbyist costumist, and she's always trying to throw dirty outfits on all of the Light Music Club members. It's hilarious. And every single time, inevitably, Mio or Azusa go, that's not right! And every single time, inevitably, Mugi's already in this little shorty dress. Every single time. It's funny, it's great, it's good fun, and if you let me go on, I could rant about it all day, but I won't, because there's better subjects to go for. And that's all about KCON. Like, it's great. Let's go with that. And I'm going to pass this off to this guy right here.
So, Naruto, huh?
Yeah! Shoji!
I feel like I've opened a Pandora's box and Sasuke's glaring at me. I'm sorry, I haven't watched the show since I heard the words believe it.
I haven't watched the show since I heard, since I saw the Curry of Life arc and decided I wanted the last like 36 hours of my life back. No!
Since I found out Shippuden was on Disney, like, well, screw it.
Disney? Oh,
yeah, Disney. Disney bought Viz. And bought Marvel in the all-one package. Marvel bought themselves back. Viz like, hey, we like Disney. They show Naruto on cable. I don't get it either. Yeah, Cartoon Network used to cut.
One moment, I just had to forcefully rip that from my mind and throw it at the left ear.
Exactly.
That's just reminding me of the word sexual position and cheese grater. That's just not right. Sexual position and give me a moment here. Cheese grater in the same sentence. That's what we call a jumping sentence. when you stop a sentence full on, go to a new sentence and finish the sentence after it so you don't have to include two words in the same sentence that you don't want to.
Okay. Crap, I'm actually trying to read this thing now. On High School Host Club.
That's a pretty good manga.
You want to take this one? Yeah, I don't have much screen time.
Well, who's seen it? You can. Okay.
Everyone.
Rocks your socks.
Huh?
Honey Senpai rocks your socks.
Indeed.
It is the sexiest damn soap I've ever seen.
Come on.
Come on.
Dude, I shall throw my shoe back at you, good sir.
Use this as better as a discus.
Give me the mic.
Ah, that mic.
Yeah, Honey Senpai, that's about it. Anime win.
What else do we have?
We didn't come prepared. We had to fill a 2-hour damn time, so I was like, whoa! Crap!
Do I have to do a 2-hour like talk show on an awesome
Sunday night? Yeah, there you go.
There we go, yes.
Oh wait, we got an hour left.
Xbox lag issues getting fixed. Yes! I don't have an Xbox, but I'm so glad that the damn lag issues are getting fixed. That pisses me off.
Pretty much, with Halo Reach, they're, damn it, remember what it's called. They're installing a new program with the game that will kick you out and ban you. No. It's only if you actually buy the retail version. You then, from there, if you lag at all, they will be able to tell. Now, if you're forced to lag in the system or if you're just got a shit internet connection, they'll actually kick you off if you're lagging and ban you from Xbox Live for like 3 days or so.
Wow, really?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's kind of retarded.
It is retarded.
If you're forcefully connect, lagging your connection like a lag switch, you'll be banned. If you have a crap internet connection, they'll be like, okay, he's got a crap internet connection. Kick him out of the game.
Okay, he's got a crap internet connection.
They're now able to tell.
Okay, that's kind of cool. If you've got a lag, I hate lag switches.
Oh, God. Screw lag switches. That crap is just, I have to cheat to win, because I'm awesome. Yay.
You use the hack source.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yay, hacks.
Anyone seen Huff and Lied?
I've seen the first episode. Half of the first episode.
I'm sad.
I've only seen enough to watch everybody's heads get cut off, and I like it. I really love it. I just don't have the time to watch it.
I'm sad.
Every single episode made me cry.
I'm sad until the ending, then I was pissed.
Yeah.
Was it that bad or that funny?
The anime finished before the
It was that bad. It was just cliffhanger. It was like, what? Why cliffhangers? Wait, what is this about a tank?
Some anime at the end of it, everyone turns into a tank. Like everyone. Tank? Tank, yes.
Left
and
for.
Evangelion, yes.
Okay. I was about to say Left for Dead on anime? I don't know.
No. Mm. Oh, End of Evangelion. So I'm the president of my anime club school. So I showed them End of Evangelion. And as a drink, I have an actual tank.
Nice. Very nice. Good sir.
Yay, Kenshin's back. Awesome.
I went to get someone in the radio, but they only got a new one, so.
Ah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, in the manga.
But in the anime, she dies.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, well, supposedly at the end of the anime, if. Damn it all the hell. You're not just ruined my entire podcast. I hope you're happy, Kenshin.
Well, you know I'm right.
Just keep going. He's not important. He's expendable.
Hey.
Wait, hey. Hello, hey. Come on in, sit down.
Come on, in. Is this come on
in. No, this no. Is not the room. Who's got a schedule I can borrow? This is Galleria 1.
This is Panel 1.
Oh,
Panel
1.
See?
I
got
another
gallery.
Most people here aren't
going to
watch Elfin Lied anyways. Just
kidding. Good luck finding it. Smack the laptop. Thank you. All right, turn off that damn screensaver.
All right.
All right.
Any other interesting subjects here? How much more time do we have on this podcast?
About like, what time is it?
Right.
gonna play a game. Screw it.
Yay!
Hey, come on in. Sit on down, sir. Yeah, sit on down. I'll talk it by default. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, people. Hello.
Come on in.
Oh, crap. Just I mentioned the word game and people all sit down.
Yeah. Yay. Dude, you know game is like
yeah, I know.
The buzzword.
Yeah, I know. The buzzword. Exactly. Alrighty, first game we're going to be playing is, if I can pull it up, yeah. Where the hell is it?
Isn't it
Screw
supposed
it.
To be new anime conventions out in the future?
What? Yeah, they do, but not here.
Yeah,
yo, can we transfer it up on
that's
the screen?
Because
I know a game
be.
That
that's
will be great
is.
To play.
Yeah.
No, that's not like an actual game with people you guys can play.
If we can transfer it up on the screen. We could do the how to get to the party 17 minutes late game. No, fashionably late, 17 minutes and 30 seconds is fashionably late. A site has been made to help people be cool. That really actually does work. It's a great, all of like the celebrities that have really made it far but not like fucked up their whole career by doing stupid videos and everything.
God damn.
Have all like put big stuff on this site. And it's so this whole entire game is all about. It's just this online game, it's really short, and you're trying to get from across town to this party 17 minutes and 30 seconds late, you know, fashionably late. And at the same time, you have to keep your health high and as you're running through town, because a lot of things can happen in the life of an interesting person, as we all know. So you have to run through town and make sure that you don't get killed by whatever could kill an interesting person, while also making yourself seem more interesting as time goes by as you travel through, so when you get to the party, everybody knows about you.
Wow.
So you always have these funny little things, like you get assaulted by random muggers. You can use martial arts, throw your money, or eat a rat. Which one do you do? Come on, choose one right now. Right
what
now,
was
right
the
now.
Third one you said?
Eat a rat.
Eat a rat?
Eat a rat?
I don't know.
It's one of the things an interesting person can do to defend himself from muggers, apparently. He can eat a rat. The muggers, by the way, if you choose to eat a rat, are not particularly impressed, but they're kind of disgusted and run away. You're safe, but your popularity may have gone out of it.
What is this game? What is the name?
It's I don't remember the name. It's just like the game where...
It doesn't help.
You go online and just type in the get to the party 17 minutes late game.
Great, now I just lost the game.
I can't win. I can't win the game, or I can't lose the game, and you can't win the game.
So say you.
Crap! I just lost. Thank you.
She started it.
No.
I'm sorry.
Just be glad he didn't win.
Thank God I have an extra life.
Kill the Misa.
No, don't kill me, Mr. She's the only one that makes it out alive in Death Note.
They're absolutely correct. I still haven't seen the end of Death Note.
I know it.
Thanks for the spoiler.
Well, if it makes it so you stop doing that, good.
Can I spoil Pokemon at least?
What?
Wait, Pokemon has an ending.
Yes, it has an ending soon.
No way.
Yes, it's finally going to end. It actually hasn't ended soon. They're going to end Ash. Ash is done. Ash is done in black and white. He's finally done. It's over.
You want to know something? Okay.
Yeah, Ash is gone.
So Ash started at 10 years old, right? We all know this. I've sat down and done the chronological order of everything. You know, you have 4 years for the first season. Now that we're on season 10, no, he's not 10 years old. He's actually 56 years old right now. And his balls still haven't dropped. It's amazing. He's the highest voice, shortest, crappiest, weeniest 56-year-old I've ever seen. On the upside, he's very athletic, and he can take a lot of punishment. So, hey, at least he's got something going for him, even if he still wears that retarded hat.
Actually, his hats have switched.
His hats have switched, and yet it's still retarded.
Actually, his hats have switched twice, if you want to be technical.
And they're still retarded.
Good
point, sir. And where's Charizard? Is Charizard even still around anymore?
Where's Butterfree?
Where's
Butterfree? On a side note, my Pokemon cards bring the boost to you out there. Like, you want to play cards and yeah, Charizard. Yeah, you know.
Dude, Charizard was the only reason I watched that anime.
Charizard was the only reason I watched. Dude, Professor Oak's like 200 years old. Charizard was the only reason I watched that anime. And when Charizard went off to like Charizard Valley or whatever, and you know the second movie, where a place that doesn't even exist in the game. Absolutely, you can't ride your bike to it. You can't go there. Hands down. Yeah, when he went to Charizard Valley and just stopped being with Ash, oh, fuck it. No reason to watch the series anymore. There is absolutely no reason. Charizard's not being badass. He's not yelling. He's not catching Ash on fire. My amusement has just ended.
Yeah, I remember that now, yeah.
Every time they got there, I was like, oh, are they going to have new episodes? Back when I was young and, like, thought that was...
Back when we were all young and stupid.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Which leads to the discussion of...
Bum, bum, bum.
Vex!
What was your starting name?
Is it live?
It's live!
Oh, God. There's always...
Yes, what was your starting anime, good sir?
Anime...
I can talk about my starting anime. It was awesome.
I think Sailor Moon, 5 years old. Hush. It was Sailor Moon for me still.
Sailor Moon, Pokemon, and then what really kicked it off was Tenchi on Toonami.
Well,
I'm still working on my
hair. Well, for me, I would have to say my first anime was MD Geist. Yeah. Truffle shuffle.
I don't know what the truffle shuffle is, to be perfectly honest.
Shake
what?
You do it, Shane.
Crime, crime,
truffle. Come on, truffle. No. Truffle shuffle, Shane, now.
Do it.
Snappy convention. There you go. Now we have greatly disturbed every person in the room.
Why am I taping this?
Why are you taping this, good
Why
sir?
Why are you taping this?
For future memories and YouTube.
You know, I don't think I can need to remember this.
For YouTube, of course.
You do not, good
yes.
sir.
Yes.
You don't need to remember it, but it's fun to think about it.
Oh, God. Ah!
Thank you.
Why?
Thank you. I'll be here for the
Dude,
I'll be here to scar people's minds all for a couple more hours.
Crap.
My first anime was Berserk.
Oh god, I
which
hate you.
It pones all of your first animes.
I don't know, MD Geist, man. MD Geist.
Can I say that?
When the very first page of the very first chapter of the very first manga you ever read is a scene where some dude is having sex with a hot woman who then turns into a monster, who then gets a cannon shoved in her mouth and then blows up her head, there's just nothing quite as epic as that. Exactly. What? Berserk is better than Ninja Scroll. Berserk, as a manga... As an anime, pones Ninja Scroll. As a manga, just pones everything but Negima, in my opinion.
No.
Selling, we're not selling. We're doing a podcast. You want to help?
Not really.
Well, she doesn't want to help. Too bad. Berserk, though, was a great manga because you've got more gore than Parasite. You've got more gore than Parasite with more of a plot line and better art. It's pretty great. And then you've got these people with these swords that are small, and then the main character has this sword that's really, really big. And no. You know, and everybody's all like, how is this different from any other big sword anime or manga out there? I'll tell you how it's different, because they explain in great detail why he has a big sword. Because when he was a baby... No, it didn't get teased a lot. In fact, it was because of lack of teasing. It was lack of teasing that got him to use this gigantic sword that's twice the size as he is tall. Like, it's not quite that big. It's like this tall. It's like 7 feet long. Like, he's a buff bastard. He was picked up as a baby on a road because this is way back when, like, the Christians were hanging people, like, hundreds at a time on trees. And so, like, under one of these horrible, like, group hanging sites, this traveling mercenary band found him and carried him off. Well, 3 years later, the one woman in the mercenary band, the one woman who could have been a fit mother who had just lost her baby, and that's the only reason they have him now, ends up dying of the plague. Like, it's horrible. He stands there and holds her hand as she, like, dies. 2 years later, the mercenary band leader, who's a douchebag, a complete and total douchebag, decides he's going to train him because we're a mercenary band, not a babysitting center. If you want to live here, you're going to fight here. So, befitting that very same attitude, he decides we're not going to size you a sword. You carry an adult sword or you don't, or you get killed. So this whole time, this like little five-year-old is carrying around a full-on 8-pound broadsword. Like, yeah, and the whole his whole life he's never been fitted to a sword properly, so he just ends up getting bulky, ripped up muscles because he has no other choice. It's either that or he gets killed. Like, I'd choose to get bulky, ripped up muscles and become a badass motherfucker if it was that or be killed. And so he ends up becoming a badass with a sword that he could wield with his left hand that's 7 feet long. He wields in his left hand and kills 200 men in a single night after they had already shot an arrow through his right hand, and then he just made a fist to snap it just to show how badass he is. He has a free hand. Well, actually, at that point, he had a broken hand because somebody had shot an arrow through it. So he could only use his left hand.
Giant-ass sword in one hand and a free hand in the other.
At this general occasion, yes, because somebody shot an arrow through his right hand and he couldn't use it.
How is he not Cloud?
I don't know. Well, here's how he's not Cloud. Completely different time zone. There are no guns in this anime, per se. And the chicks in this anime are like 10 times better because you actually get to see their boobies. Oh, come on. Why don't you want to... he heard boobies and he fled.
No boobies.
No boobies. I'm worried. Scary boobies. Oh, he likes the yaoi.
The dude from Berserk is not an emo kid.
That's
the difference, good sir.
He was used to having a large sword, so he just kept having a large sword. And he actually finds...
Yeah!
Shoot turn. Yeah, no, he's not an emo kid. That's one of the greatest, best things about Berserk, is unlike a good deal of all of the other popular anime kids, there are no emos in this series. The emos in this series get killed very quickly. Very quickly, normally by cats. Normally they come up and start being emo, and inevitably something kills them within a chapter. It's pretty cool. Like, I love this manga. That's another reason why. There are no emos in this manga. There are people who want to live, and there are people who are getting killed. That's all there is.
I approve.
I will have to give this a watch over. Goddamn.
Read the manga.
The anime
starts out now. See me holding my arms all the way apart. The manga is this big. Well, the anime starts 2 inches from the start of this line and stops like this far from it. Like, that's the anime. It's only the flashback of Gats's life. But in the manga, there's all this other badass shit. In the anime, you don't see any of the real magic of the thing. It's a rather light fantasy. There's demons and stuff like that, and there are really powerful magics, but they're all really subtle. Like, it's all in your head.
Damn.
One of the armor that he gets is called the Berserk Armor. And it's an armor that was forged, like, 17 centuries ago by the dwarves, you know, because dwarves did exist. Now the Holy Christian Church just doesn't want them around, so they killed them all.
Yay, Holocaust!
But the Berserk Armor...
the Berserk armor, which Gats is wearing in this at the point where I am, and he's always wearing it because he can't really take it off. The Berserk armor, when you get, takes away all feelings of pain in your body, because pain is a limiter. It's the only thing that keeps you back. And because it takes away all feelings of pain, because of all of this loss of the feeling of pain, when you go into battle in the Berserk armor, you're Berserk. You don't feel the pain, you just keep going, you kill people, your strength grows enormously, and if you get hurt, it shoves hot metal spikes into your flesh to support your bone structure. It's really bad. No, like it showed full, at one point when he first put the Berserk armor and went out to battle, it showed full, like, in manga x-ray visions of what his bones would look like. And at one point, somebody hit him, like, with this giant hammer right in the side of the leg and showed the x-ray of just his bones are powder now. And so what the armor does to make up for this is it shoves like four hot metal spikes in, rams right up against his bones, and then he just keeps going. Well, it supports you, what your body can't, naturally.
Well, it's got to be more than just that.
Then you couldn't maintain it. It was just four straight. It moves for you. Your body, your mind thinks, I want to kill this guy, and the suit basically does whatever you need to do. Yeah.
Dude, it just shoved four spikes into his thigh to support him after his bones are shattered, and he's still going.
Yeah. You're questioning the logic of dwarven magic? What? You know what? I don't think you understand enough about dwarven logic. We gotta get a keg in here. He would understand dwarven logic real fast if we just made him take a whole keg. Oh, I get it now. It has beer. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's go with that.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the anime manga Berserk, the second best manga in the world. The first was Negima.
You missed that point.
Which had fan service. But I talked about that a while ago, so I'm not going to talk about that again. You can just download this podcast. Or something.
Yep,
there you go. By the way, I'm not a staff person. I'm not running this. They're just letting me talk. It's pretty great. I like this. Like, I'm gonna be staff next year. I'm probably gonna be a Yoji next year, but I also wanna run the Cuddle Puddle, which is gonna take late at night. And our goal next year is gonna be 250 because we couldn't even get 40 this year. Last year was 45. Hey, come on, yeah, that's a good shred. We got a pull. Come on, six people right now. Woo! As far as like Berserk goes, though, I think it's great because you can listen to this podcast and learn all about how epic Berserk is. Also, as far as Berserk goes, there's the spirits of fire that catch anything on fire going through this sword. You're on fire now. I just stabbed you. You're on more fire. And also, anything that has a badass fairy using a walnut as a sword, like a walnut stem with a big walnut at the end, slapping people in the face in the middle of pitched combat, anything that has that makes it just a bit more badass. No, as in there is amongst the gore and the battle and the armies killing each other and Gats jumping, wading into combat, there's this little 2-inch high fairy with a stem, a walnut stem in his hand and a big walnut at the end, running over and slapping a guy in the eye with a walnut, a spiked walnut. Flying over and bashing a guy in the eye with a spiked walnut in the middle of pitched wartime. Like, that just makes it a bit more cool, gotta say. Yeah, and the fact that this the whole time this fairy is completely without clothes and completely genderless just kind of makes it a little interesting. You're always wondering, Puck. He's a fairy. He's one of the fae people. They have a whole crap ton of abilities, none of which are particularly combative, but a lot of which are kind of funny. And one of them is fairy dust cures wounds, like, with surprising intensity. So whenever Gats gets the crap beat out of him, we just have the two fairies at the party sitting on top of him, fluttering their wings on top of him, just like, okay, come on, man. Heal up. We're waiting. Come on. Or people going, don't get up. Don't get up. Just sit here and let them flutter their wings on you for a while and be gay. And the whole time, Gats is like, I can still fight. Don't worry. It's only like 15 broken bones. It's nothing bad. We can do this. Fight, fight. And then there's Isidro, who's like the 13-year-old boy who wants to be the best swordsman in the world and just kind of fails. A good deal of time, he's either tied to a chair, making bad comedic references, or getting his ass kicked. But it's funny, because he and Puck have this special relationship. It's like master and student. Mainly the student being Isidro, and the master being Puck, and Puck getting his ass kicked by Isidro because he's doing something stupid. It's kind of funny. And then there's Silk, who's this little witch girl, and she's kind of cool, because her and Isidro are constantly trying to beat the crap out of each other. And she is a fairy. And the fairy and the other fairy, whose name completely escapes me now, because I don't really like her, and Puck are constantly, like, making bad jokes. Then there's Casca, who at the moment is insane, but used to be a badass fighting chick in the White Hawks, and that was way back in the time where Gats was not marked by a demon and a badass yet, even though he was still kind of badass. He's always been a little badass, so that's cool. But, yeah, Berserk, look it up. Berserk and Negima and other stuff. Other stuff. I don't know what it is. K-On. Bastard? You know, I've seen a little bit of Bastard. So far as what I've seen of Bastard, it's a whole bunch of D&D monsters with bad names. And as far as everything goes, it actually seems like he follows the spells per day that a wizard is required to have. Yeah, at one point he's attacking like an Afridi. And he, why can't you kill him? I'm out of spells for the day. It's what he turns to this chick and says. Like, that's kind of cool. It's D&D. But as far as I can tell, I've only seen, like, a couple chapters of it. It really just looks like a big harem manga, which is kind of cool. Like, I'll pick it up and read it. That's cool. Please go on.
Bastard and Monty Python and the Holy Grail, like the scene where they go to fight the rabbit. This is like, behold the cave of Carfano. It's like, is that a rabbit? Yes, it's a killer. But, oh, sawed off, you got me all worked up. It's a killer. Look at the bones. Oh, come on, boss, go and kill it. Oh, all right. Gets his head off. It's like, oh, jeez. It's like, go on, I warned you. Oh, I warned you. And they have like the, just, they do it really weird. I've never actually seen much of Bastard, but it's, so funny. What else they got? They got, and then they got, when they bring out the Holy Hand Grenade.
The Holy Hand Grenade, Valentinok, and Breakfast Studios, and Arvox, and skip a bit, brother. Oh. Yeah.
And when they're bashing their heads, when E-A-S-E-D-O-M-E-N-E,
E-A-N-O-S-O-D-O-Q-E-A.
Do you actually know what that means?
No.
Like, in actual Latin, they're saying, where is God? God is dead. That is the line there.
Oh, jeez.
It's a really disgusting, disturbing chant.
She turned me into a newt. A newt? I got better. Burn her! Man, my voice, man, I've been yelling for these 3 days, man. My voice is starting to go, ugh. I can't do it, like,
However, can I see the mic for a second?
I do gotta say, just so everybody knows, it is indeed over 9,000. It's over 9,000!
No, you're doing it wrong, goddammit!
What, 9,000?
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
It takes over 9,000! What, 9,000? Fuck this Tootsie Pop. Sorry. I do have a history of bad language.
I don't want to get in trouble and get kicked out because of you.
Oh, really? Will that happen? I could do that.
He's staff.
I could do that? Oh, sorry. Sorry, Kenshin. But with all due respect, you're not saying Digozaru enough. You either say that I am, or Digozaru. Or Digozaru yo. Or Digozaru na. Or some... What? Digozaru yo. Yes, that is a term also a lot of the time used in the manga Nagima, because one of the characters uses Digozaru at the end of every one of her sentence, or one variation.
I don't think I've actually put it in, like, talking like that in just my daily speech that I do. I just incorporated it into it naturally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Alrighty, we got like half an hour left, so let's play a game.
Game time.
Where the hell the prizes go? It's 11:30.
Three of them left.
We got three prizes. Holy crap. Holy crap. We got three left. I'll have no more. Crap. Alrighty, so we're going to be playing a game called Are You Older Than an Otaku? Basically, us three versus you all. If you can remember the day the original Xbox came out, please stand up. Well, shit. Damn.
What day?
I just remember I was there on the first day.
Yeah, that's all I really matter.
My parents didn't let me have reunions because they believed that the computer and TV was enough of a distraction for me. It's beside the point that they were right.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, you poor deprived man. You poor deprived man.
I had computer games. I just didn't have any video game systems, that's all. It's not like I didn't have video game systems.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't let me watch anything that was more violent than Digimon. She wouldn't let me watch Digimon because that was too violent. She said recreate it. What am I supposed to do? Charge my cheeks up and shock somebody? Can I do that at school?
I hope so, hey.
Can I really? What do I want to?
Dude, that sounds a lot more like Pokemon than Digimon.
Yeah.
She wouldn't let me watch really Pokemon.
Let me watch Power Rangers because they, you know, they just fight. They just fight. Didn't even try to resolve issues, which is true. You know, they go and start fighting without even trying to say, "Hey, stop."
Yeah. I miss Sentai.
Stop. Oh, what? You're there? Oh, that's
fine. Yes.
You miss Sentai?
Sentai, Super Sentai.
Are you sure?
Yes.
But you know, anyway.
Is that a different podcast?
No, that's later tonight. Shoot, I just all thought out. If you can remember the Nintendo 64, stand up.
I have one.
All right, stay standing for all those that can remember.
What do you mean remember? Just,
stay standing. Well, yeah, just stay standing. Yeah.
What's this remember stuff? I play like.
Oh, hush. Hush your mouth, sir. If you can remember the Mario Paint for the Super Nintendo, please stay standing. Oh, crap. Then you can stay standing. Rap.
Dude, wow. She's like a 15-year-old. She remembers Mario Paint. Dude, you're getting pwned by like a 15-year-old.
Damn it all to hell.
Dude, he's right.
If you can remember Kirby's Adventure from the Nintendo Entertainment System, stay standing.
That game hooked me on Kirby forever.
I don't like Kirby.
Why?
How could you not like the cute pink puffball?
It's the only appropriate game about sucking and blowing.
It's the truth. That's under PG-13. You can't yell at him for that. Yeah, touche. You are staff, though.
Don't pull out the don't do it sign. That was perfect.
Yeah, don't do it.
If you can remember...
Mama last night?
If you can remember Rob for the NES, stay standing. Mm-hmm. Not Christ. And not Brawl. Damn it all to hell.
Come on, keep going, man.
Keep going.
If you can remember the Sega Master System.
Hell yeah.
Damn it all to hell.
Oh, hell yeah.
Atari 2600.
Woo!
That counts. Commodore 64. Still counts. Still counts.
I got it.
If we remember them, but I remember these things, but I never played with them.
Stand up, then.
Keep going. Each one of
Pong!
Yeah.
Oh, god damn.
We all know
Wait,
Pong.
Are we talking about Pong on the big freaking computers with screens that were
yeah.
all the small...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, where it started off was, you know, the ones
If you can remember the Magnavox Odyssey. Christ! Okay, you're not older than 30. You don't count.
I'm not older than 30.
Shit.
I'm okay. 20.
Who here is older than 30?
You lie.
Your badge.
Shut up.
What is your secret?
Yes.
PG-13, well now.
What? No, to stay so young.
Well, how do
don't
you
leave the house.
Again,
PG-13. Don't leave the
basement.
Yeah.
Stay on the computer.
Avoid
the
sunlight. Hey, works for me.
She's adorable and very white.
Works for me, hey.
Do we win yet?
I'm thinking of something else. No, no. Do not mention the unspeakable game.
Atari.
The Super Mario Bros. Yeah. Movie.
Pitfall. Oh, good one.
Good one.
Pitfall.
It's coming out in 2011. 2011, man.
Better. It better. 13
yeah,
years
I know.
Development.
13 years, right?
13 years. 13
years.
Goddamn. You know what? I think they win. I think they win because they're older than us.
I always win.
All right, come on up here, Boomy.
I am made of wind.
Yeah. 13 years.
Unfortunately.
So the cosplay chest.
$10 in Komori cash.
Oh, hey, cosplay chest is right.
What?
Third floor.
So
yeah.
Like,
alrighty.
Dude, we got one left.
Yeah, we got one more prize left. So, if you guys got to go.
Cosplay chest. So yeah.
Later. Have fun, you kids.
Yeah.
No. let's see. What? Oh, God.
Dude, I remember playing Harvey
Birdman. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yay.
Birdman! Away! I remember playing on the Atari. I remember playing this game, and I just can't remember what it was called, but it was all about these, like, wannabe thugs who were playing, like, Olympic Games.
I remember that.
Yeah, what was that game?
I don't remember.
When you were throwing the, like, ball and chain thing, you could just toss yourself across the map. It was a great game.
Oh, God. What? All right.
Wait. Let's do unicycle pole vaulting over the wings.
All right. Last and final game for the morning. Truth or Fail? You ever played this on YouTube?
What?
Truth or Fail?
Truth or Fail?
That sounds like my daily life. Is that go on?
Otaku by Default, the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
Later.
Fudge you.
I have no idea what
this
is.
Like, oh, well,
fudge
you too. Yeah, I know.
Lady Gaga.
By the way, thank you for staying.
Oh, God. Thank you. Okay, truth or fail? All right, Nintendo, the video game company is the second or the first oldest video game company. Actually, they're around in the 1800s. They've been making Hanafuda cards. They are one of the oldest surviving video game companies itself for games.
Okay.
Odd fact, in the 80s, before they made video games, they made love hotels in Japan.
Yeah!
All about family entertainment.
Pretty?
Whether you have a family or you want to make one.
Exactly! let's see.
I don't know. Some animes have very nice plot lines based entirely around love hotel family making. Of course, a good deal of them are hentai manga, but they're still good hentai mangas.
Let's see here. The Sega Dreamcast came out, I think, in 1998, was it? 99, whatever.
99, yeah.
Is it still supported? Simple yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Supported.
Yes.
Defined supported? Games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
You are all correct. You're all correct. They have made brand new games for the Dreamcast. Dreamcast is still alive.
Hell, the GameCube is partially still alive.
Screw it.
I like the GameCube. The GameCube is the most durable system ever. At Oricon, I saw a guy chuck one against the wall from all the way across the room, like 30 miles an hour, and 5 minutes later, we were just playing it.
It's certainly more durable than the 360, which I have gone through about two of so far.
Hello.
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 Welcome.
Welcome. You want to come on in?
We're right now.
What are you trying to find?
Are you trying to find me?
Free hugs?
No, we have free hugs.
Oh, well, damn.
You're trying to find me
for of course.
And stick off all the hair that's stuck in front of you.
Hell no.
It's like duct tape. Woo! Problem solved. Yeah. Let's see here.
Hold on, I have
for... Just trying to boost my own
personal. Now you have to email me. You don't get to now.
Wait,
don't get
to know. I never got your email.
You want one?
Yes! Jerk.
Like,
ow!
Bye!
Later!
I, the hairy man, just got an email from some...
Random woman.
A random woman
there
who
you go.
Hugs me.
Nice job, man.
Is she of
this
age?
This is truth or win.
Have a good day.
This is win.
Alrighty.
She was of age.
You know, I'm not even going to question it.
For personal usage sake, we'll say she is. Why not?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, alrighty. I'll check my stuff. Like,
this will be the final question, the actual tiebreaker, because we've been 1-1 now. let's go with... Fergie, you got a question. Video game or anime related? You don't? God damn it. Yeah, that one's way too hard.
All right, I got one.
All right.
There you go. What is the first ever anime? Or which game? Actually, no. Scratch that. Which came first, Gigantor or Astro Boy?
Gigantor!
I think he wins.
We have a winner.
Yeah. Congratulations, sir. Here is your prize.
It's amazing.
Take it up to...
Even Gigantor is here.
Take it up to the third floor to claim your prize.
Gigantor.
And with that said, I believe we can call this good. We're ending 15 minutes early.
By the way, thank you for being.
Thank you for coming
podcast.
And coming. You're thank you for filling our time slot. Hey, we ran out of things to say.
Find this online.
Here's our card.
There you go. And
I, by the way, don't have an iPod. My buddy does though.
Oh, we have iTunes. You can Google us on iTunes.
Awesome. By the way, here you go.
Shane, no, Shane.
Huh?
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
We're
taping
the closing.
Yay!
Yay!
All right. This is Dark Soundwave with Bergie 412162.
See ya.
And Ratchet 412162. And y'all just lost the game. Okay, turn this damn thing off.